Hey, good morning. Let's turn to 2 Peter, chapter 1. Second Peter 1, verse 21. All right, 2 Peter 1, 21. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Amen. This the second epistle of Peter talks about the scriptures, right? And the key is that there's the unity of the scriptures. It's present because when you think about the oneness, right, or we call the unity of the Bible, it is clearly a miracle. Right, you have 66 books, right, that are represented here, written by over 35 different authors over a period of 1500 years, you know, and yet even though, you know, the variety and you know of the authors and everything, the, you know, this is a major cross section of society. You had educated people that wrote it, you had uneducated people that wrote it, you know, you had kings, fishermen, public officials, farmers, teachers, physicians, you know, and woven inside are, you know, subjects as religion, history, law, science, poetry, drama, biography, prophecy, you know, yet all in these various parts, the various cross streams of culture, they all wrote harmoniously on one topic. You know, the Old Testament could be very easily characterized as the redemptive acts of God. And the New Testament is really the fulfillment of the Old, which is the redemptive acts of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and so, you know, I mean, you have such a huge, you know, I mean, you have 1,500 years, so many different authors, you know, but yet there's still a unity and a oneness to the scriptures. Like you can, you know, you could very easily, you know, look at Peter or James and go all the way back to the Old Testament and find the thread goes all the way through. You know, and this is why, you know, we share that, you know, when you do read, it's probably good to read large chunks of the Bible, you know, at a certain time. I mean, don't do this every day, right? I mean, you're going to die if you do that, you know. We don't have that much time. But every once in a while, you have a free afternoon, right? You know, go and, you know, read through chunks of the scriptures, and you see this unifying thread that's woven throughout. I shared a few days ago that you know, we used to do New Testament reading camps. And basically, you know, when I was youth pastor, probably like every 6 months, we would go up to the mountains and take kids on and read the whole New Testament, you know. And usually, like, we get there on a Friday night, and Friday night we'd probably end up reading Matthew or Mark. Depending on how, if the kids were really tired, we only read Matthew. But usually we read Matthew and Mark. And then the rest of the day, we just read all the way through from Luke all the way to Revelation. And of course, taking breaks for breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, and we read the whole thing. And, you know, afterwards, you know, we'd have a prayer meeting. But it was amazing, you know, how the students would always respond, like, you know, they've never saw the Bible as really one book. Or they knew it, you know, like in their mind, but they didn't really understand that everything fit together, you know. And when you read it in one sitting, you literally see one thread, right, being woven through the whole text. It's pretty amazing, right? And I think we're going to try to plan one at church as well, here at SP. But it's you know, it's a miracle, and the reason why it's a miracle is because the Holy Spirit spoke to men. You know, this is the thread. It wasn't like one guy just decided to write something, and then another guy decided to write something, and then another guy decided to write something. You know, put together, it's the Holy Spirit, you know, himself that was, you know, speaking to men, spoke to men about different things, you know, about things to write about, and then we have the culmination of the scriptures here. Right, and you know that's why there's all other extra biblical writings. You know, in other words, other writings from people during the same time that are not considered to be holy scripture. You know, because there wasn't evidence that God had spoken to these people. You know, to write these works. You know, and they wrote at different times. They wrote about different topics. You know, they wrote about different events. You know, yet the, you know, the thread runs all the way through. And so it's an incredible a book of oneness. And it has absolute harmony. A mathematician was asked to, you know, basically, you know, with a mathematical probability of how something like this would happen, and he said couldn't. You know, it is an absolute miracle of the Lord just putting this whole thing together. You know, you can only account for this. The only adequate explanation is that truly men were moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. You know, and they received the message from the Lord, you know, and it continued to go forth. And in that same way, you know, we should add that God is still speaking to his people today. You know, God is still, you know, uttering his voice today. Now, obviously, it will not contradict the Bible, you know, but it's, you know, and if you ever run into prophecy, or if you ever run into people that pray a word over you, right, and it goes against Scripture, you can very easily, right at that moment, just say, you know, this is not from the Lord. You know, because, I mean, the Holy Spirit wrote the Scripture, right? The Holy Spirit is the one who's speaking to people. Why would he contradict himself? He won't. You know, and so as soon as you hear a prophecy or a word, you know, that's just very, you know, it just sounds very off, you know, and it's just very straight out unbiblical. You know, like you've heard the really famous, you know, like, yeah, I really feel like the Lord is speaking to me about leaving my wife, you know, because she's not really the person that I was supposed to marry. I was actually supposed to marry this person in my church, and so I have to make a wrong right, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you're like, okay, I don't think you really ever read the Bible before. You know, I mean, it sounds, you know, kind of comical, but you don't know how common that kind of thinking is in the church, right? And it's because people don't recognize the authority of the Scriptures. And we'll talk about that, I guess, next week on Tuesday, you know. And but the Bible is a book of oneness. God is still speaking to his people. It's not going to contradict the Scriptures, you know, but it's going to come alongside what God is saying to us, you know, and it's going to bring us life, you know, into our lives. Amen? And so let's close our eyes. Let's thank the Lord for the Word of God in our lives. Let's thank the Lord for his grace and just for the miracle of bringing, you know, all these wonderful authors and through 1,500 years. And I mean, that's just crazy if you think about it. And let's commit ourselves again to be a student of that word in our lives. And as Pastor Nate leads us in a song of worship, let's just really meditate on that, just the goodness of God to give us his written word, his spoken word that we can understand. That's really what the Bible means. You know, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word is Logos. Logos simply is intelligence that could be understood in human terms. That's what Jesus was. Jesus was this, you know, the culmination of the mystery and the power and all these things that we know as God, but he was given to us and so that we can understand God in a way that we can really understand. Intelligence in a way that human beings can understand. That's Logos. That's what we have here in the Word.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your very holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. And I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you, Lord. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you.
Let's pray this morning. Let's pray for ourselves and our community. Let's pray that there be a real longing and a real love for God's Word in our lives. Let's pray that, we'd be a church that that loves His Word, that meditates on it day and night, that allows the Word of God to move into our lives in such a way that life comes forth. Also pray that, you know, this happens to a lot of places, unfortunately, sometimes. They get so Word-focused that they start running into pride. Remember, knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And so we don't want to be a place where we pride ourselves in our knowledge of the Scriptures. That's not what it's about. But a place that really loves God's Word and loves to apply it in our lives without any hint of pride, but actually walks in real humility, knowing that on this side of heaven, no one has perfect theology. And let's pray that for ourselves, for our church. Let's ask the Lord to bring that about into our place. Let's pray for our retreat coming up in a month. Let's pray for God's hand to be upon us. Pray for our speaker, Dan Snead, that he'd get his visa to China, and that God would really be speaking to him about the messages to share. I heard he's a very, very prophetic guy, and so be really exciting to hear what the Lord has put on his heart for us. Let's pray for our church that everyone, I'm talking about everyone, would come and just really receive from the Lord. And you know, our retreat, there's a twofold purpose. One, obviously, is to draw near to the Lord. But the other one, just as important, is to draw near to one another. Right? We love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we love our neighbors, ourselves. And let's pray for this twofold purpose of these retreats. And that God would just really burn His love and His life into us. So let's just lift up this retreat to the Lord and pray that everyone can make it. We have to actually go to China next week and just do some negotiating with our fees and everything. We just pray for a fruitful time as well. Let's pray for our retreat. Let's pray over this weekend, and let's ask God's favor and His hand to be upon us. Let's pray starting, I guess, Saturday morning. The guys are playing ball, and pray for a good time of fellowship. Pray that we just be able to bring a lot of guys that are kind of new to church or whatnot, and through the fellowship and the sports, just bring them into His house. Let's pray for IP. That's meeting in the afternoon. Let's pray for God's favor to pray His purposes, you know, at church and throughout the world. Let's pray for premarital counseling that's starting. We have five couples that are going through this round. And pray for a real fruitful time for each of the couples to really know why they're getting married and do all the due diligence that's necessary to have a successful marriage. Let's pray for the youth group in the evening and pray for the Lord's favor with the kids, and that God would just continue to draw them near. Pray for our Sunday services and that the Spirit of God would just breathe life into us. Let's pray for Noah's Ark and the kids, and pray for the messages on Sunday. In between, pray for the NK prayer meeting, that the Lord would just continue to burn His heart into us for North Korea. And let's pray. I don't think there's any meetings. So let's just cover this weekend before the Lord and ask God to just really bless our time this weekend as we gather together as a family of God. Sorry, actually, Sunday night, there's actually a board meeting. Just please cover that time. Our missions is done, but there's still a few of our members that are still out in the field. Let's pray for Rachel, who's in Cambodia, and let's ask for God's hand to be upon her. And actually, Armando is leaving Sunday as well, and finishing up the week. Let's pray for grace and covering and connection during that time. Let's pray for Grace Chung as well. I think she's in Haiti right now. And let's pray for God's covering over her as she finishes off her her missions part of the DTS. And God would speak to her about her future as well. And we just ask the Lord to just continue to bless and do His work in her life and through the team. So let's just cover our friends. This is more of a personal request, but we'll pray for all our kids. My daughter is starting school today. Emma is going to school. And so obviously as parents, we're a bit nervous, you know. She's not the nicest person in the world. And so, and so we don't want her to cause trouble at school. And so we're praying. I pray for every morning that she'd be nicer. And she actually is getting nicer. But now she's going to school, so yeah, I guess I'm nervous more than anything else. And a lot of our other kids are going to be starting school as well. And so let's pray for a good transition and pray that they would meld into the school well and learn and grow and make new friends and all that good stuff without causing too much trouble. Let's pray. Lord, we agree, Father God, as the Lord spoke to Joshua, that we would, God, not depart from the Word, but we should meditate it on day and night, God. Let that be the heart of our people, Lord, that we would grab a hold of the Word, Lord, and understand its uniqueness, God, and its power and its harmony, Lord. And in that, God, we'd meditate on it day and night, Father, that life, Lord, may flow through our lives. Lord, bless our time, God, throughout this weekend. Lord, we lift up all of our activities, God, our services to you. Lord, we believe, God, it was your initiative, God, and we're following your will. And so come and place your hand upon our times, Lord, of worship and meetings and activities and breathe life, God, that transformation would occur in every gathering, God. Lord, from the youth group and Noah's Ark, God, to the prayer teams, Lord, through the sports, Lord, through the services, God, the preaching of your word. Lord, come and have your hand upon us, God, through the counseling times. And so we thank you, Father. Watch over us, God, this week. We bless you, God. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys on Sunday.